Get closer to the game with Starting Lineup on SiriusXM NBA Radio.
When you look at this series and the way San Antonio is coming in now, this is the second time they're coming into the finals playing against the Miami Heat again. What adjustments do they have to make? They're much better. They're much deeper than they were last year off the bench. But what adjustments are they going to have to make to try to slow down LeBron James and what he brings to the table?
Well, I think they'll do it as a team. I don't think there's any one individual in the league right now that's going to go out and stop him. I'm sure that Leonard will get a good look at him, and Pop will come up with probably some what he would call LeBron rules, where LeBron will be two-timed, or there'll be areas that they'll definitely try and keep him out of. But I think just looking at the series, that Wade is going to have a big there'll be a lot of pressure put on Wade too, because he's playing very well this year, and it's going to be a heck of a series. I'm kind of anxious to see game one, just to see where all this is going to go.
We're talking with Bill Fitch on our Coach's Corner. Coach, how impressed are you by what San Antonio was able to do? You know, a heartbreaking loss in game six last year to Miami. They don't recover. They end up losing game seven. You know, the championship was right there for them. To not only come back, they finish with the best record in the regular season. They end up, you know, they played three tough teams in the playoffs, and here they are again in the finals. How impressive of a job did Greg Popovich and the rest of that crew do?
Well, I think they probably set a standard for future teams that it will be done if you believe you can do it. And they proved one thing. They were no fluke last year when they came so close to winning. And the fact that they were able to go to camp, and Pop put it in their heads the very first day of practice that what the goal was for the year, and they stayed right on track. They did the things that they had to do with their veterans. Pop had the guts to set them down and keep them down when he felt they needed rest, and they really had three great leaders. Duncan was just one heck of an example of old age taking over and having a great year.
When you look at Eric Spoelstra, he doesn't get the credit that he deserves as a head coach, because he's got three of the best players in the league on the same team. But how impressed have you been with the coaching that he's done here in the playoffs and the adjustments he's been able to make in almost every series?
Well, I think Eric is first of all, I think he probably does is recognized well, at least on the 1st and 15th of each month. And the fact that he's got him there, every year he's got him there, I think speaks well for him. He's a fine young coach, and the adjustments he makes during the course of a ball game are very good. He's got some very good head players. Wade and LeBron are very, very smart players, as well as being physically endowed. And I think that Eric has done a great job of keeping the Allens and the bench. Cole is a great find right now, and I think that you've got two. Not only do you have the two best teams for at least we'll go on a one-year basis, the two best teams this year and the two best coaches this year.
The Starting Lineup, weekdays from 7 to 10 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM NBA Radio, Channel 217, and on the SiriusXM app.